Now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg, with her usual persistence and sympathy, was trying to arrange the future of a little boy who was living in her house. David was left on Molly's doorstep, in a sense, a boy of six who speaks only French and says he's an American citizen. His mother disappeared, leaving a note saying that she was going to look for work in New York. So Molly, together with Dr. Kater, has arranged to advertise for a governess with a little boy on the slim chance that David's mother might answer for the job. Molly wants to unite mother and son and find Oriana a job in Lastonbury. But things have their own way of happening at this year's age.
Take the phone, Rosalind.
I am, Flora. Hello? Yes?
Who is it?
1 minute, please. Ma, New York is calling you.
I'll take it.
Hello? Well, Mr. Goldberg is here.
Give me.
I want Mama talk.
Ma! New York is calling you.
Why can't Mr. Goldberg talk? Why?
Hello. Well, won't Mr. Goldberg do?
Give me.
He hung up.
Hung up. Did you get the operator's number?
He hung up, sir.
Let me. Hello? Hello, operator. Just recently, a call came in for Mrs. Goldberg. What's that? Who in New York is calling, please? Find out, please. What do you mean, no record of income calls? You said that already. Say something else.
Don't argue, Paul.
Why should she be so mean to me? What's that? That's just too bad about you.
Paul.
Yes, Paul. They have no record of income calls, the idea.
Why not?
You asked that question. I just got through it.
Don't call back.
How do you know?
She said so. All right. About the discussion to us, please.
Why couldn't you come to the phone when it rang?
Because I was sponging David.
How does it feel?
He's cooler and he's falling off to sleep. He thinks that you'd go to New York if David feels better.
I don't see any point to you going to New York.
Only that Dr. Cater suggested it.
That's no reason.
I'm not ready to go anyway. There was the discussion, but nevertheless. So maybe Sammy could go or I could go. And school tomorrow Saturday. Do you remember what David's mother looked like? I'll never forget her face. Her hair was light and her eyes were dark brown. That was the first thing I noticed.
She was pretty. That's all I can remember.
Dr. Cater thinks maybe she would use a different name, and if she came in answer to the advertisement for the governess, he couldn't even know it was her name. Well, that's why somebody should go.
And maybe she would change her own name, but not both names?
Yes, such a pretty name. Beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful name. What was it?
Orion.
Orion.
Orion Leland.
Leland.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me.
Molly. Molly, if you don't relax your nose, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hello?
This is Dr. Christopher Cater's office calling.
Yes, this is Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, Dr. Cater asked me to call you.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll talk to the doctor.
Well, he's not in.
Yes?
He wants to know how the little boy David is feeling and whether you're coming up to New York.
Well, the child, I'm very happy indeed to say, I'm very glad to report to him that the child is feeling better. But about my coming to New York, I'll have to let him know that.
Well, I'll deliver your message.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. And, dear nurse, can you tell me, are you getting many answers to the advertisement in the paper?
Yes, we are.
Oh, well, I'm glad. But nobody in the name of Orient yet?
No, not yet, but they're still coming.
Oh, thank you very much.
Goodbye. Dr. Christopher Taylor's office. The doctor's not in. Who's calling? Yes, I'm expecting him. Thank you. Now, you sit over here, please. The doctor can hear you.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Hello? Dr. Christopher Taylor's office. The doctor's not in yet. Oh, yes, Dr. Taylor. You can get in the hospital if you want him, yes. Thank you.
Is this a permanent or a temporary position?
Well, I couldn't say. I don't know. Yes? have someone answer to the addresses, maybe. Yes. Come in, please.
I'll sit right over here.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Dr. Taylor's office.
Excuse me.
No, he's not. Yes. Thank you.
I'm glad there are not too many. Just the both of us.
Well, there'll be more.
Perhaps not. The advertisement was too special. I don't think there will be many.
My child is a girl about 6. And the ad said a boy. But I thought I'd try.
Oh, this is your sister, Madame
Sibylle. Oui, le
cousin. Comment peux-tu? Bien, il faut toujours rester, n'est-ce pas?
Oui. Il est funny.
Dr. Taylor's office.
Speak your native tongue. 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 Speak your native tongue for pay.
Well, if the family is nice, it's not so bad. Now, this, the doctor, he seems very important.
Maybe his own child.
Of course. Once I thought I'd have a governess for my little girl.
Well, so it goes. The old people make the errors, and the young suffer.
Yes. Vous êtes une Française, madame?
No, madame, this is Américaine, par Marianne. I'm American to my husband. He's dead.
Oh, que c'est triste, très triste.
Oui.
J'ai perdu mon mari ici. C'est affreux.
Ici. Et si je n'obtiens pas ce plastique de service, without this job, I'm lost.
How much do you intend to earn?
Enough to eat. To have my boy, that's all. I need this position very badly. I haven't worked for so long, it's not easy to find.
Well, you have to be better dressed than you are to get a job like this. We seem to be rich people.
Yes. My shoes are so shabby. And my gloves. But what can I do? It's complete fair. The advertisement seems to fit me so well.
When you need a job, all the ads seem to fit. But the jobs are never for you.
I'm trying.
But you have to look very smart for a job like this. People like a smart governess. It gives the house a tone.
If I only had some money, I could get myself the clothes. But to get the clothes, one needs the money. And for the money, one needs the job.
Why don't you do what a friend of mine did? She first took a job as a domestic. Those jobs are easy to get. You go to an employment agency, and if you're French, 1, 2, 3, you have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get your first month's salary, you buy what you need. And then you come back for a job like this.
Oh, are you sure I could get a domestic position?
Oh, like this. More jobs than people for them. Mm-hmm. You go to the Acme agency on West 11th Street.
11th.
You'll have a job, I'm sure.
Would you mind giving me your name, please?
Annette.
Oriane.
What is that? Oh, excuse me.
Hello? Oh, Dr. Taylor. Yes. Yes, she did. No, she'll let you know if you can come.
But that must be the doctor calling.
All right. Well, the boy is getting better.
The child is ill.
Yes. Yes. All right, Doctor. Very well, I will. I'm very sorry.
Dr. Taylor just called and said for you to come back tomorrow at the same time. Now, may I have your name, please?
Annette Renoir.
Thank you. And you?
I think I made a mistake. My qualifications do not fit this job.
Well, if you can't leave them, I don't think you have to bother to come back.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Goodbye.